Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. With early voting for the November election now underway, Governor Abbott will be in Cyprus this afternoon, encouraging residents to get out and vote. The Cyfair ISD School Board has three seats up for election this year. In 2023, the board gained a 6-1 conservative majority and implemented a number of right-wing policies like Bible-focused elective courses and aggressive book banning practices. Cyprus Tomball Democrats plan to attend today's event and protest what they call the governor's, quote, anti-public education agenda. Houston city leaders gave a tour Monday of a planned facility that could be used to serve as a homeless resource center on the city's east end. Mike Nichols is the director of the city's Housing and Community Development Department.
The reason we moved quickly on this facility is because we're able to move into it, and it is in move-in condition, and that's why we want to do it. We think we can be opened up clearly in the first quarter. We think we can have an outstanding operator.
Others on the tour, including Larry Satterwhite, the city's public safety and homeland security director, said the new facility could position Houston to become the first major city in the U.S. to solve homelessness. City council members are expected to vote on a $16 million purchase of the building Wednesday. Montrose's rainbow crosswalks are officially gone, but echoes of them remain. This morning, we went out to check out the street again and found that rainbow colors have been laid down in chalk on the sidewalks around the crosswalks. Construction crews began tearing up the original painted crosswalks from the intersection of Westheimer and Taft early Monday morning. Houston Mayor John Whitmire reiterated his criticism Monday. He previously called it a manufactured issue by the federal government and Governor Greg Abbott.
I think it's unfortunate that we have that tight distraction while we're doing so much good this morning, but we're not going to jeopardize our federal funding.
Meanwhile, the city of San Antonio says it's seeking an exemption from the state of Texas to keep their rainbow crosswalks in place. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.